Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Savior and Redeemer to us all, Father. Thank you for allowing us to see another day, number one, giving us the breath of life. Thank you for raising us up on this Shabbat and allowing us to spend time with you, Father. Father, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for our ignorance. Forgive us for just us being human, Father, not being like you. But continue to suffer along with us, Father. Continue to work with us. Continue to build your family. Build your firstborn, Israel. Father, where we're weak, strengthen us. Show us your path. Show us your way. Bring your word to our minds, Father, and encourage us, motivate us, but we can't do it ourselves. Put your mind within us. Put your word within us. Allow us to reach out to one another when we need to. And stop acting fearful. Father, protect us, hedge us up as we go out into this world, as we ponder upon your word, Father. Don't let any confusion come within us. Don't let that adversary place any thoughts that are not of you within us. And if he does, Father, make us aware of it, that we may fight it, that we may gain the experience that you want us to gain. That we may strengthen, get the strength that you need us to have, Father, to continue to wage this battle, wage this war against our enemies. In the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, chastise us when we go to the right, to the left, in your loving kindness, Father, just like a father does. Hedge us up, protect us, mind, body, and soul, and always keep us as the apple of your eye. In Yahushua's name, I ask all these things, giving you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Amen. And welcome to Blog Talk. I'm your brother, Daywell, Tor 101. And today we will be going over titles of God, some titles that the Most High has. Give me 1 second. I'm going to try to get this dashboard up. I'm in a little bit of pain right now. I don't know. Tweak my back. I don't know what's going on with me. But the show must go on. So, one second. Use it today. No matter. All right. So, first of all, we've been going through different things. And last week, we went through the names of God. What is God's name? And we found out that his name was Yahweh. We found out the Father's name was Yah. And he created a word, and he named it Yahweh. And then the word became flesh. And upon taking upon flesh, his name was Yahushua. It is Yahushua. So, today we're going to discuss the titles of God. Because a lot of people take titles. And they say, well, you can call him this, you can call him that, you can call him Lord, you can call him God, you can call him whatever you feel like calling him, based on some titles and some things that you see within the word. And the way that it's translated, you know, a lot of times you would see, and because it especially in one of the verses we're going to look at is, let's turn to Isaiah 9:6. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. It reads, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So, based on that, and how it's written, how it's translated, you know, people believe that they can call, that they're calling on the Most High's name by calling him the Counselor and Wonderful and this, that, and another, all those things that were said. But his name was designated by an angel. The name that he was given was that son that came, that was given, that came and was wonderful and was a counselor and all these different things. His name was Yahushua. His name is Yahushua. Okay? All these other things that they were said, they are titles. These are things that people were going to say about him. it was a wonder. He was wonderful. He was full of wonders. He was a counselor. He was the Prince of Peace. He was the one who brought peace, you know. But there's a distinction between a name and a title. So one of the things that we're going to look at is we're going to start with this title, Lord, a Lord. And I looked it up, and it says, someone or something that has authority. And the synonym for it was master, chief. It had a couple of different synonyms, but it denotes something or someone who has authority over someone else. So this isn't a name Yahweh has authority. So I was looking for a scripture. I couldn't find it. But what he says was, the scripture goes, the earth and the fullness thereof is mine. Excuse me. So things that, why we call him Lord, why we call him Master, is because of the authority that he has upon the whole earth. Because remember, we read about how he created everything. And by him creating everything, it shows the authority that we have. Like the example gave last week about myself being Hurley Williams III. There was a junior and there was a senior. The senior has the authority. I had to listen to my grandfather and my father. My father had to listen to my grandfather. All Hurley Williamses. But one exercised authority over the rest. So, in a sense, he was the Lord. Psalms 24:1. Let's look at that. Psalms 24:1. It says in Psalms 24:1, a psalm of David, the earth is Yahweh. So from the jump, David is acknowledging that the earth, this rock that we live on, and the waters and everything else, it belongs to Yahweh. He says, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell within, they that dwell therein. So everything on this earth belongs to the Creator. He is the master of this earth. He has possession of everything, of the air, of the water, of the snow, which we get some of, the ice, the heavens, the sun, the moon, everything that the whole universe, but particularly the earth. And he says, everything that dwells within it. So that ant is his. The pigeon is his, the cow, the dog, the human being, anything that has life within it is his. Even down to the microbes that we can't see with the naked eye, but they exist, but they're his too. The master of it. The next verse it says, for he has founded it. That's why he's the master of it. He made this stuff. You know, he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. So that's why he is the Lord of all this stuff, because he made it. You know, in Psalms 147, 15 through 20, it reads,
He sends forth his commandment upon the earth. So first of all, in order for you to have a commandment, that's showing authority. I'm going to tell the earth to do something, and it's going to do it. That's what it is. I'm showing forth my authority, right? He says he sends forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the hoarfrost like ashes. He casts forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? All of these are the elements. You know, he sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. It's possession. He's throwing possession over all the elements. And all this is mine. He casting out the ice like pieces. So when that ice fall down, that hail comes, it's because he said hail. It has nothing to do. It has something to do with the freezing of the air. But the air is frozen because he said freeze. You know, these things are under his command. He developed this. He founded it. He has authority over it. The Lord of it, the master of it. He says, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. So if he's exercising judgments in Israel, he's showing who's master of it. That's what he's doing. I'm showing my lordship over it, my authority, even over top of Israel. And we read a lot of times when the heathens got out of hand, and I use that word loosely, but the people outside of Israel got out of hand, they got dealt with too by Yahweh. So even upon those folks, he exercises lordship, authority. He said, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation, and as far as his judgment, they have not known them. Hallelujah. So he's exercising these things upon the earth. All the elements are his. Everything within it belongs to him because he created it. So still, by you saying Lord, the Lord this, Lord that, you're just talking about his authority. Because even within Britain, you know, the British Parliament and stuff like that, there are lords there. People who have authority, but they still have names. The Lord is just their title. People who are the countries that still have monarchies, they have lords, they have dukes, they have earls, they have marquises, they have all these different titles, but all those different people still have a name. So there's a difference between the title and the name. So when he says all, everybody who calls on the name of Yahweh shall be saved, he's not talking about the title Lord. Matter of fact, let's go to something that when he was in the flesh, he said, okay. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and we'll start at verse 21. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, starting at verse 21. It reads, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So people are going to acknowledge Yahushua as master. They're going to acknowledge his authority. But not everybody that acknowledges his authority is going to get into the kingdom. Plain and simple. He says, in the next verse, he said, many, verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? So they're acknowledging him as being master, and they're prophesying in his name. But this being the master, he said, and in that day, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So,
just as a sidebar, just because you're acknowledging Yahweh and using the name, acknowledging Yahushua and using the name, don't guarantee you you're getting in that kingdom. Just as a sidebar. You know, he said that, not I. They are his words, not mine. You got to produce something. Got to. Because before that, he talks about a tree. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. That was in a couple of verses before that, I believe. All right? Getting back to what we was talking about. There are going to be people that acknowledge him as Lord. But they're not calling upon his name. You know, in the example we gave, he made a distinction between, in that verse, he says, Lord, Lord, haven't we done this, that, and another in your name? So his name wasn't Lord. It's not Lord. There's a distinction between the name and counselor. Because one of the things that we read in Isaiah was, that was one of the things that he would be called, a counselor, right? So what is a counselor? It is a counselor, a person trained personal, social, or psychological problems. That's what a counselor is. So, you got some issues going on, talk to your counselor. Because he's been trained to deal with your problems. So, I wish I could spell. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, it reads, though he were a son, yet learned he suffered. So, and this was talking about Yahushua. He is our counselor because he's been through so much. Think of he's been through. Any emotion that you can feel, he's been there. You want to know about a sorrowful heart? Because sometimes with me, I get real sad. I get real sorrowful about things, you know, the way things go and how people think. I get down because sometimes it doesn't doesn't seem like stuff is going to happen. It doesn't seem like growth is going to take place. It doesn't seem any progress is going to be made sometimes. But even with that, Yahushua understands that. You know, he got to a point where in his life on this earth, he says, Jerusalem, O Jerusalem,
let's read it. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, it says, and this is the Messiah talking, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left desolate. Your house is left unto you desolate. At that time, when he said that,
he was in so much pain because of him being in his first form, Yahweh, and him watching all the prophets that he sent onto Jerusalem. And they killed him. They killed all the prophets. They killed everybody that coming to bring them good counsel. See, because there's something else that the prophets do. They are counselors on behalf of the Most High. How are they counselors on behalf of the Most High? They speak the word of the Most High. Seek the law at the priest's lips is the words. That's what the word says. So when we are giving the words of the Most High, we are giving what's called in another place, and Brother Paul says, he says, sound doctrine. You know, a sound doctrine. Is it causes a sound mind. But getting back to how he was feeling at that time, everybody that he sent to Jerusalem, stoned, killed, I believe one of the prophets, they cut him in half. And he kept on, and then he comes down in his flesh. They wouldn't even have the creator, the one who has the authority, like we just said, the Lord of everything, and he proved it in the flesh when he was on that boat and the winds was doing this. He told the winds to stop, and they stopped. So he proved who he was in the flesh. But they even wanted to accept him then, and they hurt him because he wanted to gather his kids, his firstborn, like a hen does with her chicks. But when the chicks are out of line, the hen's right there. Get them right back in line. If you're walking off a little bit, move over, scoot over. You know, y'all got to be in line. I need y'all to follow me. Just come on after me. Like I'm going to be your example. Just do as I do, like a mother. Like a good parent does, you know, be that example. But they wouldn't have him. They never would have him. They, from the time I brought you out of Egypt, y'all been acting a fool. From day one, when y'all made your exit, I brought you out with my mighty hand, and from that time all the way up to 2017, y'all been acting a fool. experience of shame. So you get a little doubt, or you get down, and you get sorrowful. But he understands that feeling, and he can counsel you on it. So what he tells Samuel, it ain't you that they rejecting, it's me. See, I don't have to feel that way. I feel bad because it's just so much that people miss. This world don't have to be in the state that it's in. Israel don't have to be in the state that it's in. It's a shame that it's so, that we are so divided. Israel is so divided. We can't, everything is a debate now. Everything. Literally everything about the word of the Most High is a debate now. To the point we can't even eat. We got to debate if we can eat chicken now. Everything is an issue. The Sabbath day is an issue. At one time, women wearing zeets, that's an issue. It's still an issue. It ain't going nowhere. All these different things, issues. We can't. Israel is so divided. It's just like, wow, how are we ever going to show forth the Most High in this world? How? How are we ever going to show forth the laws, the statutes, and judgments to this world? We can't agree on the laws, the statutes, and the judgments. It's like, wow. That's all you can say is, wow. But he understands that. And he can counsel you on. You know? So he sent me a counselor last week. Said, as long as people, as long as their eyes aren't shut, there's hope. As long as that breath of life ain't taken from you, there's hope. That's what I have to bank on. You know? Because the word said that he will pour his spirit out on your sons and your daughters, and they going to prophesy. Both of them. You know. But because he suffered so much, he understands obedience. He understands how to, every nuance of this flesh and how to beat it down. Every last one. So he's trained in it, you know. His word is a counsel to us on personal issues, social issues, and psychological issues. You know, if we're having that problem, it's in there. Every last one. You know, psychological issues. You got these things, you got this thing going on, these thoughts. Well, the word says, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. So if you want to change what your, change your thought, change your thought pattern. You pissed off, think about happy stuff. And you won't be so upset anymore. Sing a song, do something you enjoy. And those thoughts will go away. Social issues, he gave us a whole book on how to live. We don't, people don't have to be, we don't have to struggle as much as we have to, as much as we do. He showed us how to sustain ourselves if we would put forth the effort and do these things. And, you know, personal issues, he gave us his law, statutes, and judgments on how to deal with stuff. You know, he told us about compensation. He told us about, you know, you up on the roof, make sure that you put a nice little a border around your roof so people won't fall off of it. Look out for your brother. Look out for your sister. You rich, don't glean the edges of your field. Leave it for the poor. Leave it for the widow. That way they don't have to worry about food because you're providing for them. So it's a social issue. It's a psychological issue. It's a personal issue. You know, all these different things. They're good counsel. Take heed to it. See, because good advice is no good if you don't do it. What good is their advice? You know, you have to apply. You have to apply. You have to try. And I kind of don't like to say try, but you have to do it. You know, I had a friend of mine used to, you know, whenever you would say, I'm trying to do something, he would take a $20 bill and throw it on the ground and tell me to try to pick it up. You know, either you're going to pick it up or you're not going to pick it up. You don't try to pick it up. You know, but that's what his word is. And, you know, when he came in the flesh, he was that good counselor. He gave them sound advice, you know. So, next one. Another time. Because that's something that when we also, when we pray with how Yahushua taught us to look at the Father, Yah, you know, as our Father, you know. So when he taught us to pray, he said, use that term, our Father who art in heaven. So he's our Heavenly Father, Yah. And that's how he wants to see it. So now you have, say that word because it ties into another title. But our praise, our attention, our focus on the Father, the progenitor of everything. And when I say everything, see, Yahushua, Yahweh / Yahushua is everything. And when I say that, when we go into the word, we said we know that he created everything. But the word says that all these things are held in place by his word. You know, the sun goes its course, it says its circuit, by his word. The winds blow by his word. The earth rotates by his word. Everything, the moon knows this, by all these things are done by his word. So he literally is everything. We breathe by his word. That breath of life is in us because he blew it in there. It's his word. Everything. He is everything. So when Yah created that being, he fathered this being. He brought forth this being. He produced this being. So that's another aspect, not a name, just another aspect and a title that's designated to, one, Yah the Father, but then the being that he produced. You know, what he brought forth something, and he produced humans. And everything else. So he commands us to call him our Father. Because when he says our Father, he was in the flesh at that time. But when he was in the spirit, he says, Israel is my firstborn. Making him a father. You know? So that's another title that's being designated. Now, speaking on the whole Yah bringing forth something, another title that we find is in the book of Revelations. And he says he is the
It says Alpha and Omega. Now, give me 1 second. In the book of Revelations, he calls himself the Alpha and Omega, according to the Greek. Now, we know when he wasn't Greek, number one. So, Alpha is the first letter of the Greek language. Omega is the last letter of the Greek language. So, that's why it says the first and the last. But he was Hebrew. So he says, I am the Aleph and the Tau, the first and the last. Right? So, him being that, the first and the last. So, we have to ask the question, the first and the last what?
All right?
So, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, starting at verse 10. So, we have Yah, who is a father, and this is the aspect we're talking about. Yah the father. He is a father because he brought forth something. He has a son. The son comes and he says that he is the Alpha and the Aleph and the Tau, first and the last. Right. So Isaiah 43:10, he says, "You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." So, Yahweh is saying, he's talking, that before him there was no God formed. So, that means somebody had to form him. In other words, somebody had to create him. And then he says, after him, before me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. So, if there's no God formed before him and no God formed after him, does that mean they have a term for that? It's called only. He's only. Because if there's none before, if I don't have any chip before my first child or after my first child, that means that's my only child. That's the only one I got. By, at the time, Kamaya was the only child, by herself. Then my man came about, loving to death, Barry, my man. But at the time, it was just one child, my only child. There was no child before her. There was no child after her. So that's how she existed, as an only child. Well, that's how Yahweh existed, as the only thing by Yah. That's how he became a father. So,
and let's see something else. Oh, next verse, I'm sorry. He says, I am Yahweh. So he's letting you know, still talking. And besides me, there is no Savior. All right? So, next verse. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 42, it reads, Yahushua said unto them, if God were your father. Now, he's talking about God. If he were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from Yah. That's what he says. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. That's what he said. So
now he's in the flesh professing something that he said in his former state. Yah formed him, him being the only thing that Yah ever formed. Right? Bore him forth. So he says that I proceeded forth from the Most High, the same way a child proceeds forth from their father. They come from that sperm cell along with that egg. And they form, they come forth. And they proceed forth. So he says that he was the only begotten son. He was the only begotten son, because before him, God didn't make a son. After him, God didn't make a son. He didn't have that. He's the only thing that the Most High, our Father, Yah, made. That's it. So when he says, I'm the first and the last, that's what he means. Along being that olive and that tar, which our other brothers are getting to, you know, because there's a couple ways to look at that. But he's the first God formed and the last God formed by our Father. So, hope everybody following along. I can't see y'all. All right. All right. Now, another title that we find in the word is in the book of Daniel, where the Most High is called the Ancient of Days. So, in the book of Genesis, we learned that Yahweh did different things. There was evening and there was morning the first day. Right? Time began. Because that's all a day is. It's a measurement of time. Excuse me. But you're being ancient. The word ancient just means old. So he's older than time. Right? Now, I'm going to look at something. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, we're going to start at verse 22. Right? It reads, Yahweh possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. So now this is talking about wisdom, right? He said, before there was an earth, I existed, wisdom. Yahweh possessed him, beginning of his way, before his works of old. So before he started working on something, he was in possession of something. And that something was called wisdom. All right. Verse 24, he says, when there were no depths, I was brought forth.
when there were no fountains abounding with water. Now, if you remember back in Genesis, one of the things that we found out is that in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. It says, the Spirit of the Most High moved across the waters, moved across the face of the deep, as it says. So, before those waters got there, he was there. So he says, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. So while all this is going on, when he was in the because we thinking about the heavens being there. No. Before he started working, because he said before he prepared it, you know, whenever you cook something, you prepare the meal before you actually make the meal, you know. He was in the preparation phases, and he says, I was there. In other words, he was getting trained on some stuff. But it says, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea the decree that the water shall not pass, his commandment pointed the fountains of the earth. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. So now it's time to do something. Preparation is preparation phase is over. So now it's time to do something. So at this time, let's go back up for a minute. It says Yahweh possessed it. But we got to ask this question. When it says Yahweh possessed, in this verse, is actually talking about the Father. Because remember, the Father brought forth this one entity to do the work. The Son didn't bring forth the Father. The Father brought forth the Son. So he's actually giving us a memory of his, so to speak. Not even so to speak, it's a memory of his. He's telling us what he experienced before there was an earth, before there was time. He was sitting up there thinking with his father, watching his father. His father said, look, this is how we're going to build this universe. Here's the blueprint for the universe. All right? I want the clouds to be like this. This shape, I want waters there. I want mountains there. I want dust. I want all this and give it an atmosphere. Alright? Make it real pretty. And then I want the sun and the moon and the stars. I want the sun to be in this position. I want the stars, this particular star, be like, I want this nice little pattern going. That's what I want. Now, I need you to go forth and do this. Here you go. And he rejoiced at that. My father gave me a task to do, and I went out here and I did it. Daily, they were delighting. Can you imagine? One of the things that, you know, me and my pops used to do, my father used to do,
he could sing. He sounded like Earth, Wind, and Fire. He sounded like Philip Bailey. I miss him singing to me. That was my delight in him. You know, I could sit there and I listen to that old dude just sing. You know, and can you imagine you and your father just standing around and just doing things and just delighting in one another? And he gives you that task to do, and you don't want to fail. You know, you don't want to fail. You just want to make him proud, joy from this man. Daily, you go out and you do these things, and your father's, that's my boy. He's rejoicing in you constantly. And he's revealing that to us. But this is happening before there was a such thing as time. You know? Can you imagine that?
What we're talking about, ancient days, you know, before there was a time. So those two actually connect. You know, when he was being formed in the Ancient of Days talking. So, because he says, at that time, him being the only thing formed, at the forming of him, there was not a such thing as time. At the forming of him, there wasn't a such thing as earth. No, there wasn't a, it was just, yeah. And so he brought forth his equivalent, you know, because he said, "Hey, I don't think it'd be robbery to be equal to my father, but I acknowledge his authority. He's the first, right?" So we're gonna look at one more title, and Redeemer. So, the word redeem, it means to compensate for the faults or bad aspects of something. So, okay. In Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse 5, it reads, "And Elohim saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." So,
the Most High looked down on man and saw that he was out doing stuff. And he wasn't doing nothing good. He was only doing stuff that was evil. And this went on and on and on. He found people here and there that were doing good. He did. Because we read a little further, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Most High. But we know what we know about the story of Noah. The earth was wiped out. So here and there he picked up folks that was doing good. And okay, this one's doing good. Oh, there's Noah. Oh, where he? Oh, there's Enoch. Yep, he's doing good. Abram. Okay. So then he noticed something about Abram that. And not saying that Noah, people before him didn't do it. Specifically, he says, Abram's going to teach his kids. This is one of the reasons why he picked them. So, Abram started teaching his kid to do good, follow the ways of the Most High. And like I said before, not saying that Noah and them didn't, because the word says, blessed be the God of Shem. So Shem knew some stuff. Shem followed a right path also. All right. But I'm just saying I specifically picked Abram because that is a quality that the Most High noted. He noted that about this man. You know, he noted this is something that when he says something about you specifically, and we know this, we just read that the minds of men evil continually, every imagination of them, he only thinks to do wrong. But then he notices something about you and says, whoa, this dude is doing right. Whoa, and he's going to teach his kids. It's worth repeating. You know? Because he didn't say that about everybody. You know? But he notices that Abram going to teach his kids. So, now, Isaac comes along, has some twins, and then Jacob and Esau comes along, and Jacob is picked, and all of his kids got blessed. You know, they became the 12 tribes. And then tribes got bigger and bigger and bigger, and they were at it again, nonstop. You know, evil, Israel did evil, just like everybody else, and continues to do evil like everybody else. See, but Yahweh loves Israel. So what did he do? He said, I'm going to redeem you. So he gave us laws, statutes, and judgments to counsel us and train us up in the ways of righteousness. But we don't listen all the time. So the next thing he did was came down, because there's something real, whoop, wrong button. Paul wrote this. In the book of Romans, chapter 8. Book of Romans, chapter 8, we're going to start at verse 1. Right. So he says, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahushua HaMashiach, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yahushua dies, imparts the Holy Spirit to us, right? Now, the Holy Spirit is supposed to produce something. As Yahel is going through it, produce the fruits of the Spirit. These fruits of the Spirit is supposed to redeem us from our fleshly ways. Redeem us from what we read back in Genesis chapter 6. How our minds are evil, how every imagination is evil continuously. Right? So he says, therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Yahushua HaMashiach, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Why? Because people were walking after their flesh in the days of Noah. And everybody outside of Noah and his kids and their wives got condemned. They died. They had to go. The land mammals had to go. Everybody had to go. The birds of the air had to go. The only thing that survived was the fish of the sea. That's it. And those things that were within the ark. That's it. He says, for the law
of the spirit of life in Yahushua HaMashiach has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. So he gave Israel law, statute, judgments, right? But those laws was weak because we were fleshly. We are fleshly. They're weak through the flesh. Our flesh will not allow us to do right by our brother. Because in our flesh, if our brother wrongs us, we got to wrong him back. Hence the division of Israel. Hence all the debates. Hence why we can't get together. Hence why this nation is the way it is. This, that, and another. All this stuff. Are you not carnal and walk as men? And what do you see in Israel? Envy, strife, division. That's all you see. Why can't we get together? Because we continue to walk as men. That's what men do. Every inclination of their imagination is evil continuously. But he says, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, yeah, sending his own son, the one thing that he made that was trained up, right? He said, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. So the word said that a body was prepared for him, right? So he comes down into that body, and something that we spoke, I think we talked about it last week, when Joseph was going to put Mary away. And the angel had to tell him, don't you put him away. That child, she ain't go out there and cheat on you, man. That child is of the Holy Spirit. That's what he said. So that body was prepared for him. He comes forth, right? In the likeness of sinful flesh, right? He says, and for sin. The reason why he came down is because it was so much sin going on. So he comes down in a sinful body, subjected to everything that we're under subjection of, that sin held dominion over us. He was subjected to lust. He was subjected to hate, anger, envy, all this stuff. He was subjected to all that. Everything that a man goes through. But he sinned not. Why? Because he came down here for sin. He says, and condemned sin in the flesh. So he condemned all this sin while he was in the flesh, while he was subjected to it. He killed it while he was in this flesh. But why did he do it? That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. So now the flesh isn't weak anymore. That's what it's saying. Now, Yaakov said, what excuse do we have? Yahushua took the strength of sin that was in this flesh and destroyed it. He condemned it. That's what he did. He condemned it. He put it out of business, basically. It's not sin. That's why he said, sin don't have dominion over you no more. It has no power over you. At one point it did, but for those who walk in the spirit, sin don't have power over you no more. That's what he's saying. Why? That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. It might fill us up. Now we can do it. Right? Filled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Why? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So he redeemed us from our thoughts. Because what he said, they who are after the flesh, their mind is on fleshly things. In other words, their mind is on evil things. But those who are after the Spirit are after the things pertaining to the Most High. For he is Spirit. So he has redeemed us from these things.
You know, I hope everybody, in the next verse, it says, dang on it. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yah, for it is not subject to the law of Yah, neither indeed can it be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please Yah. Can't do it.
So all of us at one point were in the flesh. But the Most High took his Son, sent it in the form of flesh, sin within the flesh. So now we can follow the law. So now the righteousness of the law can be fulfilled in us. Because those laws before Yahushua, you had people, some of them that were doing right. Everybody wasn't crooked, but they were few and far between. Now that he has condemned sin in the flesh, everybody has. Yahweh says, there's no more excuse. He took away the excuse. He took away the try. He took away the excuse. That's what he did for us. Father did that for us through our brother. He sent him down here for that exact purpose. To take away the excuse of why I can't be with you, why I can't serve you, why I can't acknowledge you as master, why I can't. He took away can't to do so. But he is our Redeemer. And once again, point being, sorry about that. There's a difference between the titles and the name. The titles were different aspects and different things that he would do, that he has done, pardon me, and will continue to do. Because redemption ain't over with. Counseling ain't over with. None of these things are over with. You know? But. I would ask y'all if y'all have any questions. If y'all have any questions, ask me next week. Or leave it in the comments, and we'll get to it. But this is Brother Dayuel. And, you know, Yahweh just continue to build us all. Oh, wait a minute.
You can link them. If they have questions, if you have any questions or comments, we can link them up because our brother is monitoring. So I'll give y'all a couple minutes to, if y'all have any questions or anything, and he'll send them over to me. Yeah, but Abba just continue to grow us, you know, and keep on, just stay strong, you know, keep walking, keep enduring, because there's a task we got to do. You know,
we're not done by a long shot, and we still have a lot to grow in, a lot to grow on. You see one, right? Okay, you talk. I hear you. Okay. I can't hear you. No. Okay. He hung up. That's cool. Well, either way, we'll just close the show now. I can talk y'all ear off enough, and I'll just continue to bless us and keep us on that straight and narrow path. Continue to just reveal to us your word, and continue to keep us in your truth. When we go to the left or the right, continue to chastise us, and always, Father, keep us at the apple of your eye, always. Never take your Holy Spirit away from us, you know. And I just bid everybody shalom, this brother day well, and enjoy your Shabbat. Shabbat shalom.
More than conqueror,
I am.
amor.